proclamation number 5565 dated the December 26, 1952. Confused thinking, spiritual adversity, free will. People's thinking has become confused. And spiritual adversity has to be understood as meaning that they are without realization, that they are far removed from the truth and therefore are also distant from me, because they live without love, since love inevitably unites them with me and the truth. How else could they be helped if not through constantly admonishing and motivating them to love? But they cannot be commanded to love. It can only be presented to them as the most important commandment, which is to be fulfilled without fail if the human being wants to reach his goal on earth. The human being has to know that he will not even move one step forward without love, yet it cannot be forcibly demanded or it would not be love. At best it would just be an act intending to feign love. You humans should not forget that love is something divine, and that I gave you the commandment of love in order to show you the path towards the deification of your nature. But by no means will I ever exercise the least amount of compulsion on you, which, however, is implied in the true sense of the word, commandment. And thus I allow you to decide everything. You may exercise self-determination. I can only instruct you such that you will take the right path of your own accord. And therefore I constantly endeavor to guide people into right thinking, to instruct them correctly, to convey my word to them through servants who are wholeheartedly devoted to me, to explain the pros and cons of everything so that they themselves will make the right decision and carry out what will lead them to the goal. So that they will live a life of love and become again what they had been in the beginning. Yet I meet with unyielding resistance. People don't accept my loving instructions. Their thinking is so confused that they are no longer capable of understanding simple, clear information about the correlations, and neither do they want to understand them. My loving words bypass their ears and don't reach their hearts. Therefore the strength of my word can no longer be effective on people. The spiritual adversity is huge because people's will has to remain free and they are no longer motivated from within. They have no desire for correct explanations, they are comfortable in their spiritual darkness, they don't desire any light, and if the light comes to them they won't let its rays enter their hearts. They turn away and towards deceptive lights which flare up everywhere along the path. And full of compassion I look upon my living creations unto which I would like to bestow happiness and who will not accept anything from my hands. I see them wander about, each one on other paths but not entering the path which indeed leads uphill, but with certainty towards me. I also see those who are looking for me but who will not accept advice where I can be found, who have to travel many paths before they will find the right one. I would like to spare all of them their wasted journeys, I would like to make their ascent to me easier, I would like to provide everyone with a guide. Yet I can only ever call to them with enticing words, "Come to me, all ye that labor, and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest." I can only call but not force them to take the right path. They don't listen to my call of love because they can't recognize my voice as long as they are without love. And this is what I describe as spiritual adversity, the fact that there is indeed help and that it is more than abundantly bestowed upon you by me, but that you humans don't want to accept it and therefore determine the end yourselves which you are approaching. I am able to help you, I also want to help you, but you yourselves have to want to be helped. For your will is free and shall forever determine your fate. Amen.